talk us through the return.
Oh, I mean, it was, you know, just perfectly blocked. I mean, the guys up front gave me the blocks. They made the hole big enough for me to run through. I seen a crease, and I took it, and, you know, I seen a little bit of daylight.
When that ball's coming, it was a low line drive kick. We saw plenty of open space. You think, here's my chance to make it big?
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones you want when you're a punt returner because, you know, it gives you time to work. You know, the guys aren't as far down the field, and he happened to give me that opportunity, and I seen the hole. The guys blocked well, you know, the front line blocked well, and once I got past that first set of guys, there was nobody there, and I was just, you know, hoping nobody caught me from behind.
What does it say for this team? You were on the practice squad. Andre Hall was on the practice squad last year. You guys make probably the two biggest plays of the night in a big win. What does that say for depth on this team?
I mean, we got depth. I mean, us guys, we work hard every day. Everybody, you know, if you couldn't play, you wouldn't be here, and, you know, it's just a matter of getting an opportunity and getting a chance, and me and Andre certainly got our chances and opportunities this year, and, you know, we're just trying to make the best of them.
Did you feel like this might be the week that you guys put on teams? Because you guys have come close a couple of times last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've always came close, and, you know, we've been working real hard during practice on special teams, trying to improve that, and it's starting to pay off for us, and it showed tonight.
Glenn, on that second punt return, was that something looking back you should have fair caught, or were you just trying to get the return going?
No, I had some room. I seen a little bit of room. It was just a lack of concentration. I took my eye off the ball and looked forward, and, you know, that cost me. So I just rubbed it, you know, shake it off and move on to the next play.
It makes it good that didn't turn around the game or anything.
Oh, yeah. You never want that to, you know, be the deciding factor in the game. But, you know, you just got to, you know, it happens. So you got to move on and just go to the next play.
What are you going to do with the football?
Oh, I'm going to give it to my wife and my little son.
Were they here tonight?
No, unfortunately, it was a little under the weather. I didn't want my son to be out here and get sick, so they're at home watching.
What did you see on that play? I'm sorry, I came in late. What did you see on that return?
I mean, it was a low line drive punt, so I had a lot of opportunity, a lot of space. You know, the guys, you know, the cover team wasn't down there yet, and the guys just blocked well. They gave me a crease, and that's all I need. And took it home.
What's the last one you had? College, high school?
College. I had one in college.
Against?
Northern Michigan. I went to D2 school, so you guys probably don't know what that is.
How many more people were at this game than that game against Northern Michigan when you had that feeling?
Oh. I can't do that kind of math. It's significant a lot. You know, I went to a D2 school, so, you know, our crowds are, you know, no more than 10,000. So, you know, to come out in front of 74,000, you know, it's a blessing.
You consider the last few years of practice squad and leaving Detroit and all. Does that make it all the sweeter because of everything you went through?
Oh, yeah. You know, I took the back road. I took the, you know, the long way to get here. You know, I've been working hard the past few years to try to, you know, find a home and make a name for myself, and finally, you know, I've gotten the opportunity, so I'm just trying to take advantage of it, make the best of it.
Brandon Marshall said this team was overdue to explode offensively, defensively like they did tonight. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we watch film as we do, you know, after games, you know, it's one play here, one play there, you know, one guy missing an assignment and, you know, kills the whole play, and we know we're better than that, and, you know, we've been practicing real hard the past couple weeks and, you know, try to get better at that aspect. So it's paying off for us now.
How's it feel to be in first place?
Oh, awesome. It feels great. I mean, we've been blessed, you know, to, you know, come out here and, you know, perform every day. And we just got to take it one day at a time.